Oh, it's a terrible shame we missed that little song from you earlier on. Anyway.
Hello!
Welcome along. It is PJ and James After Show for another week.
Another week, another After Show. Another load of shit to be spoke for the next 15 minutes. And I tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I have a lot to be given out about. As does you, actually.
Why?
Because you know the way we're men of iron.
As does you, actually.
Yeah, as does you. You know the way we're men of iron. In spite of our age, we move fucking mountains and push weights. And
oh, yeah.
We're gymnasiums. We're gymnasts. No, that's the wrong word.
Yeah.
But we're people that can use the
gymnasties.
Yeah, we're gymnasties. Oh, my God, gymnasties. What a great name. So we're the gymnasties. And, yeah, so this is the crack. And we've been putting ourselves into this for a long time, trying to make ourselves, fighting the onslaught of the wheel of time, trying to keep those wrinkles off. The parts of us that shouldn't be wrinkled. There's only one part of me that deserves wrinkles, and hopefully it stays that way.
This is the one you count.
Yeah, this is the one you count, yeah. But I've started this new thing, right, called German volume training, right?
Wow.
And I have to say, I regret it, and I'm only starting it. I'm absolutely burnolixed. I got out of bed today. I swear to God, me legs are numb. And I mean numb except for this dull pain right down the centre of them where there used to be bones.
Wow.
I'm now held up with pain. And when on my chest now, I'm just starting to feel it for after yesterday. I thought I was having a cramp. I thought I was going to get, you know, I got this weird cramp, right? I actually thought, oh my God, I'm going to get a dose of the trots, I thought, for a second.
You got a pain in your stomach and you thought, or a pain in your chest and you thought you were going to have a dose of the trots.
You know those ones.
What sort of way does your fucking body work?
Well, no, I don't know. I always think of the trots, no matter what it is.
Yeah. So you get a toothache and you think, oh, Jesus, I'm gonna shit myself.
Well, I hope I don't shit myself, yeah. I think, Grant, a bit of pain is uncomfortable. That's bad, but hopefully this doesn't result in a dose of the trots. I'm at that age.
What an extraordinary medical. I mean, I know there is that old song about you. Yeah, you know, your knee bone's connected to your bone.
Yeah.
You have literally every bone's connected to your arse bone.
Yeah, your hole is connected to your wisdom tooth. I always worry about that with everything. Because the first thing to go normally when you get sick is
your arse.
You get a bit loose around the rivet.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the rivet comes a bit loose and you have to and then you can't take any chances. So I don't like it. So when the chest started to go, I thought maybe this is not physical pain because it feels so deep.
Right.
But maybe this could be one of those things that could loosen the rivet, and I was a bit worried about. Now I know it's just suffering internally. Yeah,
yeah.
But
because it is an extraordinary thing, you know the way like when people are selling the idea to you of fitness and keeping fit and being healthy and all that sort of stuff, they always talk about things like, you know, increased energy and you know, a feeling great and all that sort of stuff, and it makes it sound like like I said to you before, I leave the gym, right, I look. My face, it looks like I've been given really, really bad news. That's the way my expression is.
Yeah.
My natural expression is like somebody has just given me horrifically bad news.
Like a doctor's just told you, Jim, what bad news for you.
It's shock, like.
Your rivet is broken for life. Yeah. You're never going to have a tight rivet again.
Your days of a tight rivet are over.
And you're like, oh my God.
And it's just shock.
How am I going to get home?
I walk to the changing rooms in this... You know, this look of like...
Devastated.
What happened to that man?
Poor man.
What happened to that poor man there?
Poor man.
Look at him. And that's every session.
Yeah, yeah.
Every session. I've never bounded out of a gym going, oh, that was fantastic.
utter fun. Yeah, you know that. But you feel... That's what they always get. You know, but you know the way you hate going in, right? But you feel so much better at the end of it.
Doing it the wrong way around.
I always agree. Oh, yeah. I'm always like, yeah. And it's only now I'm thinking about it. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You feel wanked. You feel like somebody...
As you drag your arse to the car.
Yeah, that's like someone saying, you know the way like you get caught stealing, right? Middle ages, right? You know the way I got caught stealing apple, sir? And they put me in stocks and whipped me. And I tell you something, very sore, but I feel much better after it.
It changed my life.
Changed my life. Tomorrow I'm going to steal a bag of pears. See if I can get the rack.
You feel strong
eventually. Like you do feel
the
benefits.
No, but I tell you what they never tell you, right? They never tell you that when you start on any sort of a fitness thing, I'm assuming this doesn't matter what you do. I'm assuming this is like whether Mike runs a lot. He does, whatever. Whether you play a bit of sport at weekends or whatever your thing is, if you walk a lot or you climb hills or whatever the fuck you do, right? They never tell you that... Pain will become your constant companion.
Yep.
There'll always be
sore.
Some bit of your body that will be niggling at you.
Niggling.
That's it for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think a lot
of those... when you were unfit, you lay there like a big fat slob and you felt great.
Have a couple of points, I feel great. Do you know what I feel great? I'm after having a McDonald's and a load of jars and I've never felt better. You need that bit of release, don't you? So that's what we do to work for, isn't it? For the release.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we do to work for.
And they feel great all the time.
Yeah.
And here's me walking past McDonald's. Oh, well, you wouldn't catch me putting that shit in my body.
Yeah. Body's a temple. As you fucking limp
away. As I limp down the road, trying hoping the rivet stays secure. Getting into the house.
Because today, BJ and myself are walking around, because BJ's doing this mad German volume bloody thing.
German volume training.
Whereas I just hurt myself yesterday in the gym, right? I just hurt my back. So
he actually injured himself, yeah.
Right, but the pair of us are walking around like...
elbows.
It's like a care home in here.
It is, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You know the way you
and
see...
And you keep getting up just for the sake of getting up just to see that something still works.
You know the way you see
going
pensioners...
to check out the window and all.
Yeah, the way pensioners stand up just so they don't get deep vein thrombosis. You know? And they do those pensioner exercises. We're doing all that.
Yeah.
Lifting our arms up. Lift your arms up.
That's
put
right.
them down.
We're doing fucking lift chair aerobics. Chair aerobics.
Put your arm... right, and there you go. Now, lift up the cup and move it to the other hand and out all the way and bring it in and do it again.
Well
on the
done.
Other side.
Well
there
done.
There you go. Now, is anybody feeling well?
I'm going to get sick.
That's fine. That's normal. That's normal. You know that stuff that you have to do with your pensioner. Or the one that thing where they do where they put the balloon and the pensioners have to keep the balloon in the air.
Oh, right.
I don't know. It sounds actually, now that I think of it, it's a bit cruel. It's what I make me dogs do. But just keep the balloon in the air. You know, that sort of thing. So see, you and me are walking around like that today. Except we don't even have a balloon. We're just looking. Like hands.
I know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So there you go.
When other people that's how you know you're bad. You think you have to do that. You think you're hiding it. You're walking funny because your legs are, or your whatever, or your back is at you. And you think you have it sussed. You think that you're walking normal.
Yeah. And then you meet someone
and then somebody's looking at you.
What's wrong with you?
What the hell?
You meet someone. You're walking a bit funny. Are you all right? Did you fall off a chair or something like that?
No,
I didn't. Yeah. No, I was in the gym. I'm feeling really strong. Yeah, are you? Yeah. Pick up that piece of rubbish.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll keep doing it to ourselves.
I know, that's the weird part. Can't wait to get back in.
Yeah. There must be a point where you get to give it all up and say, I've done my best with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know when that is. Although they do say you'll never have a bad back. Like, you know, Grant, we're sore.
Yeah.
But we're kind of, you know what I mean? I think for our age, we look fairly well, don't we? I'm going to stick that out there. I think that we're two tremendous specimens of fellas. You know, considering the past we have, you know, growing up in the north side of Dublin, raised on lemonade and biscuits, you know.
Actually, we were talking about that. Myself and PJ were talking earlier on about when you were a kid. What brought it up? Oh, I know. We had a clue in CSI.
That was it.
That a disboozer in Dublin.
Grangers and Baldoyle.
Grangers and Baldoyle had introduced a creche. This was back, what was the year?
1996, yeah.
And they'd introduced this creche so that people who were going for a jar could put their kids in the creche in the pub, right? Which nowadays, the lefties would go bananas.
Oh,
you'd be torn to shreds.
Mad,
for us. And we were just saying, back when myself and PJ were young and your dad would bring you in so that he could have a couple of pints, he'd bring you in and it was a packet of crisps and a bottle of red lemonade.
Yeah.
And
he wouldn't even talk to you. He wouldn't even talk to you. Leave you sitting there. Are you all right?
Yeah. And if you moved, sit down with you.
Jesus Christ, what are you moving for? I can't even have a fucking pint without you doing something. Like, stay out of trouble, will you? You have a beer, Matt, and a lemonade. That's loads. You're going to want a packet of crisps now. Jimmy, give me a packet of crisps for this fella. He's gotten fucking mad here. And you didn't even
it
do that.
It was a different world.
Different world.
Oh, man.
Absolutely different world.
And your dad's mates, and that he'd be talking to, they never even acknowledge you were there.
Never acknowledge you're there. They might walk up to you and not look at you and put 10 pence or 20 pence into your hand. Squeeze it into your hand really hard and then turn away. Anyway, what's the crack? Are you having it? And then we were talking about it as well. It was so true. The women were so isolated back then. So we were in the pub as 7-year-olds or 6-year-olds sitting there with crisps. And Lucozade, or orange juice, or a Coke, or whatever, and left staring at the wall. And your elf would have gone, don't you be fucking making a mess of yourself now, really? Don't make a show of me in front of the lads. Yeah. And a woman would come in, that'd be the one time your dad talked to you. He'd look at you and go, look at that, mad, isn't it? Woman in a pub.
Yeah.
And you were there in the thickness.
It always felt like that. It always felt like
the thickness of smoke. And
when your dad brought you into a pub like that because he wanted to have a few pints or whatever, and it was under the, well, I don't know about you, but mine was always under the guise that he brought me to see one of my uncles or something.
Sunday morning, my uncle.
Go down, see your Uncle Paddy or whatever, and whatever. And then on the way back, what's going to the Northway here for? And you go in and you'd be sitting there. And as you say, packet of crisps, pub crisps.
Yeah.
You know, those
had
orange or brown ones.
On it, yeah.
Yeah. And a bottle of red lemonade. And you'd be, sit down there now. And just, and the minute, even if you got up, where do you go? What are you? If you moved, can you imagine?
Jesus, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't be looking at your feet. Look at the wall. Am I going to show me?
Yeah. And the smoke.
Smoke. And you could see the sun up the top end of the window. You know the way the windows, you can never see in. But there'd be a clear space at the top of it.
Yeah.
And you'd see the sun out there. And all these fellas who were like, you know, nearly dead, right? With full suits all day, every day. But no jobs to go to. Just sitting and all dirty and all. And all mad hats, right? And all bent over because of bad backs. And they're all 28.
Yeah, that was the weird
thing.
Yeah,
they're all young men when you think about it. And they're all like, and scrounging around the place. They're all wrecked.
Everybody had a tie.
Everyone wearing a tie.
Yeah. Except the one lad. There was always one lad that had a jumper.
From the country.
Yeah.
He was from the country. He was one of them. He'd be from the country. He would. You know what I mean? All the Dublin lads would be there in the short and tie. And there'd be the one fella with the open shirt and the green jumper. Jesus, your man with the green jumper. It's all right. He's from the county of Limerick, that man. He doesn't know what to do. They do things their own way there. You know what I mean?
It was mad.
It was all mad old times, yeah. And the difference of it all. I used to be just left out in the car. If you annoy me. So my dad just put me out into the car. So I'd be like, you come out then every so often to make sure I was still in it.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Can we go home?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can go home. I'm just going to have two more drinks. I'm never going to believe it. I'm after meeting your Uncle Teddy. And we don't have an Uncle Teddy. You haven't met him. You're not going to meet him today either.
It's amazing the amount of relations you had back then.
Back to everyone, yeah.
In the boozer. That's your Uncle Tony.
That's your Uncle Tony.
Is it?
But my name is... Don't be telling him that.
And then when he got a few jars on board, he turned to you. And the one time he'd speak to you, he'd go, having a good time, eh?
Yeah,
I mean, you're having a good time.
Gas crack, isn't it? The pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some bloke that you hadn't even been speaking to, he'd say, he was a great old skin, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a gas man.
I do remember my dad taking me to Holt's to the pub one day. And that was a good day because he got me the, what was it, the Action Man or the He-Man comic or something
God.
Like that. Oh, no, do you know what it was? Do you remember the comics with World War II in it?
Oh, it was one of them.
He got me one of like Where Eagles Shite on Nazis or whatever it was, right? And he got me one of them. And we were sitting there, and it was great because this place in Holt, because it was fancy at the time, doesn't sound fancy anymore. There's a real fancy pub in Holt, what would have been, you know, considered then. And they had a jukebox, right? A fucking jukebox.
Oh,
and they did cheese sandwiches.
You had a privileged child.
I did.
A privileged upbringing.
Oh, things went up. I had crisp. Well, check this out, right? For a 7-year-old in the boozer, I had a handful of change, right? And I remember I was playing Frankie. I was playing Frankie.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember me? Couldn't believe it. And I had a cheese sandwich. Doorstep cheddar. I'll never forget it. Still the nicest sandwich I ever had.
Wow.
A packet of crisps and a fucking Coke. It was unreal. I remember thinking that day, maybe there's something to it, this pub business. And my dad talking to me.
Maybe I could consider a life of an alcoholic.
That was the only time my dad says, so, you're right, we got home. I say, I'm reading my comic. Sit down there, don't move. Give me a couple of minutes.
I haven't finished my cheese sandwich.
Hold on, they haven't even shot Fritz, are you? Wait down now. I'll finish this. I'll finish my sandwich, you sit down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
That was the best day ever.
Wow, to make it into a boozer there.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, I think, do you know something? I'm going to go as far as saying now, maybe this nostalgia.
That wasn't your confirmation, right, was it?
No.
cheese sandwich.
It's me communion. I remember ruining the communion because I did a pill and I accidentally wiped my bum with the short. But cheese, anyway, that's another story. I'll go as far as saying that this one was. I know it sounds far fetched, Jim McCabe, but I think I may have had two cheese sandwiches that day.
I'm not sure you're even a proper Norther anymore.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know you anymore.
Well,
man.
I didn't move to the south side for no reason.
There's a whole privileged side
that
to
was
you
the day,
that I never knew.
That was the day I got my aspirations, Jim. That was the day I thought there is a better life out there.
Yeah.
That was the day I thought
I could have cheese sandwiches whenever I want.
Somewhere out there, somewhere, there's a set of boat shoes with my name on them. I don't need the boat. I just need to see if my north side feet will fit into those Dubarry's one day.
Oh man, that's yeah, the stuff of legend.
That was a great day, that one. I forgot all about that. Jeez, Jesus, fierce good form now. That nearly makes up for the life of madness that went with it.
But can you imagine if that situation arose today? I mean, literally, those whatever 30 years ago, whatever it is, that 30 years is like, I mean, if somebody turned around and said they brought their kid into a pub on a like that, relatively regular basis,
just for jars, like not you know, not for food or anything, just for jars. Remember that going into school on the Monday?
I mean, and they'd all be somebody like, probably get arrested for that shit.
I'm going to school on the Monday, and they'd all be, what you do? I was playing, I was there, you know, me getting a football, and that. And it was, I saw a television program with a skateboard in it, because no one could have a skateboard. It was too, you know what I mean? There was a fella doing it, and he was able to do a ramp on it. And there'd be some other lad, oh, he got lost in the park, and the cards were called. And you're like, that's normal. And then they were like, what do you do? Well, I went into the pub there on Saturday and went there Sunday.
Had a few bets.
Yeah, dropped in from Sunday down the other pub. Yeah, placed a few quid in the horses and the tempence. That didn't go far, but Fritz, I got shot at the end of that comic, and that was very exciting. Yeah, tell you, lads, you're missing now. It's your future. It's all ahead of you. It's all ahead of you, lads. You're going to love it. Stay away from the brown ale, though. Slams the river off your tone.